Loading in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Restaurant Coach Podcast. It's the cure for the common restaurant. Expert interviews, tools, and tips to get you the restaurant you know it can be. Now, here is your host, Donald Burns, the Restaurant Coach.
And welcome to the Restaurant Coach Podcast. It is the cure for the common restaurant. You know, this coronavirus pandemic has shaken up the restaurant world across the globe. No one can escape it. And to get you through this, you are going to have to dig down deep inside of yourself to summon up those superpowers that you have let become dormant over the last few weeks, or maybe even the last few years. This is episode 48, and today you need to hang on for a rough ride, which means basically be prepared for a few F-bombs to be dropped. Because we are going to have a talk about unleashing those superpowers I just mentioned. How to stop playing small that so you can break free from where you are to getting the restaurant and the life that you know it can be, especially now. Okay, you're going to need to get a little primal if you want to not just survive, but if you want to thrive. And if you're listening to this podcast, I know you want to succeed. How do I know this? Because you're listening to this podcast. And if you're listening to this podcast, you are a badass. So time to stop whining about what we lost. It's gone. Time to focus on what we can gain from this. Opportunity always comes after a setback. Sometimes you just can't see it. But believe me, it's coming. And those that are ready to grab it will win. Now, please let me be clear that I don't use, you know, explicit language to insult people or put people down. I use it to break certain behavioral patterns to get you to wake up and pay attention. If you're listening to this podcast, it's because you want more. More time, more money, more life. And now, you just want to get back to having your restaurant open. But to do that, we're going to have to get raw, real, and relevant. I don't want you wasting another day not moving your restaurant and your life forward, even if it's just a little bit. So I'm going to challenge you. I will push you. I will drop a few select words so you can wake the fuck up. My first business mentor sat me down. It was brutal. And he told me that I sucked at building a business. And you know what? He was right. I knew how to run a restaurant, but there's a big difference between running a restaurant and building a brand. And if you don't think so, then you and I must really have a serious talk. So my passion and my mission is to shake you out of the comfort zone you are in so you can have it all. All right, so enough of my rant for the day. Let's dive into the topic for today's show. Now, a few years ago, during one of the meetings of a mastermind group I was in, and it was a group of high-level consultants and entrepreneurs, one of the members said a word that really got me thinking. They said that you had to be unfuckwithable. Now, I just love that word. But here's what I want to do. For this episode, and kind of like, you know, for the what's going on in the world, I want you to change that word to be unshakable. Because, you know, that it all really comes down to the relationship you have with all these little sub-selves inside you. Now, if you can master this concept, I'm going to tell you right now, it will break you free to this other side of life. There is this barrier holding you back, stuck, and it keeps you stuck in pain and misery. Life, as you can tell right now, life is a firestorm at times. And as more shit comes up, challenging you, those flames rise higher and higher, often blocking your view from the other side. This is where faith comes into play. And you also need to connect with what I call your five selves, the selves that serve as your compass to become unshakable. And it's time to kind of look Toto in the eyes, you know, click your fucking heels and say, you know, I don't think we're living in mediocrity anymore. So here are the five selves that you need to be unshakable. First, let me start with this. You need all five of these. Okay. And these things aren't nice to haves. You need to own all five of these selves and you have to protect them with everything you have. Because I'm telling you, out there, there are three agents of personal doom: negativity, complacency, and mediocrity. And they're going to come looking for your five selves, and they're going to try to take them from you. And you must do everything in your power to prevent this. The quality of your life solely depends on your ability to protect your five selves. So, without further ado, self number one is self-confidence. And that's, you know, you believe in your abilities. Now, for most people, especially in the restaurant industry, this is an easy one. Especially if you've been in the business for any decent amount of time. You don't last in the restaurant business very long if you really suck or if you don't believe in your abilities. Now, self-confidence is a lot different from being cocky. Self-confidence is quiet and takes action without fanfare. Cockiness is brash, crude, and seeks attention. The problem is that cocky people usually aren't good at what they do, and they're definitely not as good as they think they are. Self-confident people know that they're good, and they don't have to prove it to anyone because their results speak for themselves. Your goal should always be have your results do the talking. There's a famous quote from Lao Tzu that says, "Those that know do not speak. Those that speak do not know." Hashtag write that shit down, because that's a good one. Self number two, self-worth. This is when you believe you deserve. Here's where things kind of go wrong right here. Now, while we may be rich in self-confidence, we also might be broke when it comes to self-worth. Because if you don't think you deserve success, your self-worth is low. And then problems arise when we kind of make our way up that ladder of success, and then our poor self-worth starts ringing the alarm that we don't deserve it. And next thing you know, we start, you know, unconsciously self-sabotaging ourselves to drop back down to that level where we think we should be. It's kind of a lot like a thermometer that's set to maintain a specific temperature in a room. And you have, unfortunately, a mental, you know, unconscious set point too. Those with poor self-worth have, unfortunately, they kind of brought into this bullshit of belief. And quite commonly, this really happens kind of in your youth. Sometimes, you know, someone maybe when you were younger tells us that, you know, you're not good enough or you won't amount to much. And then that kind of bullshit plays in your head like a broken record. You got to stop letting the past control your future. It's time to kind of toss out that old record, and you need to make a new one. You are worthy. You are valuable. You do matter. You are important. Self number three, self-acceptance. This is kind of understanding that things are. And this is a great one for right now for what's going on in the world. Nothing is good or bad until you attach meaning to it. Shit is going to happen during your life, and you need to be able to separate what each event means to you. Okay, a bird flies over and it shits on your head. Now you can look at that event as like, you know, the universe is telling you that you suck, you know, or you can just decide maybe it's just bad timing, wrong place, wrong time. See, things don't happen to you if you really want to be unshakable. You make things happen for yourself. And when you find your mind spinning out of control with meaningless bullshit, what you need to do is ask yourself more empowering questions. Not the one, you know, not why does this shit always happen to me? That's not an empowering question. Instead, I want you to ask this question and hashtag write this shit down. What else could this mean? Or what can I learn from this? Then search for at least three. And I always tell people, search for three positive meanings for what happened. And yes, they have to be positive. This is going to prove to be a challenge because your mind is naturally wired and tends to gravitate towards negativity. There's this bias that's kind of the default system in all humans. It's called negativity bias. So break free from the bullshit holding you back. Come up with a better meaning to the events in your life, and then realize that things aren't always your fault. Number four is self-compassion. Forgive yourself and love who you are. You have to let the past die. You must bury the pain and let it go, or it's going to haunt you every fucking moment until it consumes you. You're human. Humans are fallible. We make mistakes. I've made so many mistakes in my life. You know, we say the wrong things. I've said so many wrong things to people. We cause pain to others, sometimes when we don't even realize it. You know, and unless you're an asshole who enjoys bringing misery to others, you're a good person. You just need to forgive yourself. It's impossible to reach that unshakable status if you're full of self-pity and victim thinking. You gotta dump that. Start by forgiving yourself. And forgive others who have wronged or hurt you. Holding on to hate and anger, I'm telling you, it just eats you away. And it eats you away from the inside, and it manifests poorly in your outward behavior and actions. It's really hard to hold opposing energies in your body. So what you need to do is you gotta replace that negative with positive. Let go of the hate and replace it with love. And I'm not gonna get all, not to get all sentimental and kind of mushy here, but it all starts with first, you need to love yourself. Self-love is the only true love there is, and it starts with you, just like culture. Your capacity to love others depends on your capacity to love yourself. No bullshit here. You cannot give to others what you cannot give to yourself. Honestly, and this is a self-confession, I struggled with self-love for years. And I sought love from the outside sources, and I sought outside validation, and it was never enough because I didn't have enough self-love. And then all I was doing was I was just filling up an empty heart with outside love and things. It never lasted until I first learned to have a little bit more compassion and love for myself. And I invite you to do the same. Self number five, self-control. Do what you need to do. Now, this last one of the five selves is the hardest one to maintain. Why? Because there's so many distractions trying to steal your attention. Gotta go look at Facebook. Oh, wait, I gotta hop on Instagram real quick. Oh, my friend just sent me a YouTube video. Oh, I better check it out before I forget. I wonder what's happening on Twitter. Oh, Netflix. Oh, yeah, what's on there? See, every second of every day, your self-control is doing battle with the outside world for the most precious thing that you own, your time and attention. Remember that time is not money. Money is money. You can always make more money, but you can't make more time. Self-control and discipline, hashtag write that word down, discipline, are required if you want to reach unshakable status. You can't get there without them. Discipline is doing the right thing even when you don't want to. It's kind of like saying, you know, fuck you to distraction and saying fuck yes to the life that you want. Temptations are bombarding you all damn day long. And you better have a plan to deal with them before they show up and then, you know, they kind of run in your face and then they kind of shovel you into quicksand and then you're just fighting with time management all the time. And in case you kind of forgot, I think time management is a bunch of bullshit because you don't control time. You only control where your focus and your energy goes. And if you ever read my little booklet, Outstanding Mindset, you know that I believe how you structure your day is crucial. Crucial, crucial, crucial. Hashtag, did I mention it enough times? Crucial to getting shit done. I use that system religiously and so do my clients. You must have a solid routine that puts you in the right frame of mind every day, and that starts with the morning. And you must be crystal clear of yourself, of what your objectives are for the day. I call these things the big three, because without a plan, you are vulnerable to the demands and distractions that life throws at you. Come up with a plan and then stay on course. And here's the thing, I want you to be a little selfish with your time and attention to ensure that you do what you must do to move your life and your restaurant forward. Now, there's a flip side to all this. Just like everything in life, there's the good side and there's the bad side. Can't have one without the other, right? Yin and yang. Well, there's actually four selves that you want to avoid. Now that you know the power of the five selves that you want to control, it's also very crucial that we kind of understand the ones that are standing in our way. These ones are the enemies that you and your five selves will face on this quest. And I kind of call these four the four selves of your personal apocalypse. So many people with potential have fallen prey to these manipulative emotional creatures that thrive on your downfall. So know them so you can avoid them. So the four selves you want to avoid. Number one, self-doubt. That's that lacking faith in yourself. Second-guessing yourself. I'm telling you, everybody does it. I do it too. Second-guessing yourself is natural. But when it holds you hostage and keeps you from taking action, it's a paralyzing monster. Self-doubt comes from that same voice that questions your self-worth. It's that kind of wounded child in you that thinks it's protecting you. It's not. It's keeping you stuck in complacency and mediocrity. Self-doubt lives in your comfort zone. Stop thinking of your comfort zone as a place of comfort and see it for what it really truly is. Your comfort zone is a place that causes you pain. Nothing great ever originates from that cozy place where you don't challenge yourself to improve to achieve success. In your comfort zone, you kind of sit back, you become jealous and resentful while you watch others reach their goal. That could be you. That could be you attaining success. You just need to drop those kind of limiting beliefs that are holding you down and break free from this situation. And I use one simple declaration, and I want you to shout it out loud. No more. No more. Number two, self-deception, lying to yourself. You know, the greatest lies we tell are the ones we tell ourselves. It's true. You and me too, right? I've done it also. We are masters at self-deception. We are adept at talking yourself into or out of anything. You have this kind of little entire league of misery living in your head, telling you why you can't do something. You know, why you can't improve your restaurant, why you can't improve your life. You need to stop listening to them and start searching for the truth. The truth is out there if, and only if, you're bold enough to take a look at it and accept it. The truth isn't some kind of shady, you know, used car salesman willing to say anything to get you to buy some lemon. No, the truth is just is, okay? So ignore the bullshit narrative voices in your head that keep telling you, and they keep, you know, stopping you and keeping you from seeking the truth. They say the truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off, and they are right. After you get over being pissed off, you'll see the situation for what it truly is. Number three, self-pity. Thinking like a victim. I know, poor you. Things just don't seem to go right for you. You know, why don't you take it easy? Would you like some milk and cookies? Yeah, here's the thing. That victim bullshit doesn't fly with me. If you want to play the victim, go stand in line with the other 95% of the population that thinks the world is doing them wrong. Winners, I mean real winners, who become unshakable, they don't play victim, ever. They take personal accountability for everything in their lives. You own you. That means your thoughts, your actions, and your results are yours and yours alone. No whiners here. You know, losers whine about how unfair life is. Believe me when I tell you that life isn't out to get you. If your restaurant and your life are not 100% the way you want them to be, you're the only one to blame. To be unshakable means you need to step up and take charge of your life. That means not settling for less than you're capable of achieving. It means giving 100% every day, all the time. Oh, and for sake of not driving me absolutely batshit crazy, please, for the love of all that is sacred, stop saying that you're giving 110%. You only have 100% to give, and honestly, if people would just give 80%, they would be, I mean, totally astonished with the results. Number four, self-centeredness, making everything about you. Not to be the bearer of bad news, but you can't be unshakable if you don't contribute to the world and have an impact on other things. Being self-centered causes the world to turn against you because you're only looking out for you. And that kind of social hierarchy that we had of, you know, we kind of elevate to higher levels by lifting others up and not just ourselves. You will never reach the top of your game without building deep and lasting relationships with other people. Your team, your family, your friends, you know, they all need to know that you're looking out for them. You know, in the movies, we all root for the hero who helps others become their best and overcome life challenges. We despise the villain who betrays others for self-centered gains. Life does imitate the movies because stories come from real human emotions and experiences. It's not about you. It's about what you can do for others. To be unshakable, you must understand that the value you provide to others is everything. Hashtag, write that down. The value you provide to others is everything. There's those people that just kind of survive. They get paid by the hour. Those that thrive, they get paid according to how much value they are to other people. If you want more, you must become more valuable. Here's some of my final thoughts on being unshakable. Time is not on your side. Okay, I'm going to say, Coach Obvious here, and I'm going to be throwing this in your face. You're going to die one day. Yes, I know. Yes, thanks for that really uplifting pep talk there, Coach. Well, it is a pep talk. Because I don't want you to waste another day being at the point you're at right now. You need a wake-up call. The only way you're going to get that, and the only way you're going to get what the fuck you want with the precious time you have left, is to be unshakable. It's the cure for being average and the key component to getting the life and the restaurant that you want. Now, to really get where you need to be, you're going to need to make one last stop. And then we talked about that superpower thing. I want you to tap into your dark side. You know, Bruce Wayne had Batman. Clark Kent had Superman. Bruce Banner had the Hulk. Kobe Bryant had the Black Mamba. How about you? Do you have an alter ego that you can channel to elevate your leadership to an elite level? You should. Now, to find it, you're going to need to take a trip to your dark side. And don't think of your... And here's my thing. A lot of people say, well, I don't have a dark side. If you don't think you have a dark side, let me assure you, everyone has one. Think about those things that you crave. Those things you lust after. Those secrets that you keep hidden deep, deep, deep down inside. That energy comes from your dark side. The problem is that your entire life, you've been told that those feelings were bad. So you looked away and you kind of hid them from the world. That's a mistake because they are your key to success, not only in leadership, but in the new post-corona economy that's coming out. It's time to tap into that power and harness it so you can become the badass that you truly are. Here's the thing I also want you to remember. Your dark side doesn't have to be bad. Just because it's called your dark side doesn't mean it has to be, you know, per se dark. You know, Batman fought for injustice, even though he kind of lived a dark life. So, and I tell a lot of my clients who have problems with me when I say, you know, tap into your dark side, a lot of them prefer to call it their alter ego. Because it's a part of you that comes out when you need that edge. Most of the time, I hate to tell you, it kind of sits quietly in the background, not causing any problems. But you need it to surface because your alter ego is your true self. Hashtag write that down. Your alter ego is your true self. It's that person who doesn't give a shit about what other people think. Its purpose is to protect you and is on a mission to win. And you've probably shut it down when you're around those people, and usually, you know, usually it's family and friends who told you things like, and see if any of these are familiar. Oh, you can't do that. Oh, don't do that. You know what? You need to just be good. Stop causing trouble. Behave. Don't make a big deal out of it. Why can't you be like, you know, and they usually name somebody. I hate that. You've been trained kind of like Pavlov's dog. to push that alter ego to the back. Instead, another persona you've adopted for every day in life comes to the front. And it's not the real you. It's what I call the surface you. Deep inside you is the real you, just waiting to come out. The real you is powerful. It's exacting. It's strategic. It's honest. It's driven. It wants to succeed, and it does not accept failure. It's not evil. It's merciful. It's not cruel. It's fair. It's not hateful. It's compassionate. So how do you release that real you? Well, now you know the truth about the real you. How do you bring it to life and bring it back into the spotlight? The first thing you have to do is you have to be honest with yourself. And think about this. Please, think about this. What would it feel like to let go of all the bullshit, all the external pressures, every false expectation you have, and just be yourself? I'll tell you how it is and what it feels like. It's fucking freedom. To get there, you need that trust, that little voice inside you, that raw instinct that knows you best. For years, you've suppressed that person into conform and to be who other people said you should be, who you thought you had to be. Unshakable leaders know exactly who they are and the things at which they excel at. They don't bullshit others. They stare straight at the truth. They move forward without wondering what other people think. They own their shit, all of it. I have to say, when I worked for Wolfgang Puck, there was his right-hand man was a chef, Lee Hefter. Lee was once asked by some food editors at a press conference, hey, chef, make a statement about your food. And his reply was just one sentence, and it was so powerful. He just looked at the press people, and he said, "I make my statement on the plate." Boom. I mean, damn. I mean, that's unshakable. So, not sure if you're there yet. Here's kind of a simple scale to determine where you are. And I want you to think about this as far as your leadership ability. Supervisor, you need to be told what to do and when to do it. You don't take any chances. You play it safe. So your kind of way, your motto of life. You don't confront people, and you kind of fly below the radar to avoid making people upset. You care about what everyone thinks about you. Manager, you tell people what to do even if you don't do it yourself. Kind of a hypocrite. You run around most of the shift putting out fires so you feel important. You never have time for the important tasks because you know you're just too busy looking busy. You talk down to your staff instead of talking to your staff. You kind of get a buzz off the high of being the boss, and you're more concerned about yourself than the team or the brand. Now, this last level, unshakable leaders. You lead by example and live the core values that you talk about. You take personal accountability for everything in your life. You don't wait for things to happen. You make things happen. You coach, you train, and you work with your team constantly and consistently, and you're always looking for ways to improve yourself. You don't worry about what other people think because you're confident in your abilities. You put the team and the brand before your own personal agenda. So be honest. Which one are you? So here's the thing. Whatever leader you are now, I want you to aim to be better. The past is the past. This crisis is creating a huge opportunity for those that are willing to own their 5 power selves and keep those 4 evil selves at bay. Tap into your alter ego. Step up with a plan to take this time to emerge stronger, better, and become the badass that you really are. And just remember this, I believe in you, even when you might not believe in yourself.
Thanks for listening to the Restaurant Coach Podcast with Donald Burns. Tune in next time as we serve up more ways to maximize your potential. Visit our website at www.therestaurantcoach.com or download episodes at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Spotify.